Okay, we're picking up the halachas of Erev and Kippur. Bez Hashem, I wish everyone usually fast. Maybe try to send another one, quick wrap-up of different halachas of Kippur, Bez Hashem, and tomorrow's day, if I have time tomorrow. But if not, wishing everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, and wishing the Kabbal our tefillos and our tshuvas, Bez Hashem. And most of the learning of the Torah, Bez Hashem, should be a chus for us on the Chasima of all of our dins, should be La Tova, Bez Hashem. So when it comes to the Erev Yom Kippur, another chiyuv that a person has is to go to the mikvah. This is for men. This is something that doesn't necessarily apply all year round to every Yom Kippur. Even on Rosh Hashanah, it's really a minhag just to be machmir for Zekana Ezra. But on Yom Kippur, the Chora, there's a whole different reason to go to the mikvah. Based on the opinion of Rav Sadia Gaon, he said you even make a bracha. The Smag wanted to pass it like that. You make a bracha even for men going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur because they held it as a chiyuv of the pasuk lifnei Hashem titaru that you should be mitar yourself literally physically. Through going to the mikvah, they understood that is a part of the mitzvah. Now, we don't pasken like that. We don't pasken like a bracha. However, we do hold that really, be'etzem, it's considered lashon of the matei Ephraim. That's really a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv. We hold that really as a chiyuv to go. And therefore, we are makbid, that generally men who don't go the whole year round, even if Rosh Hashanah, for others, and they weren't able to go, for Yom Kippur or Mamash, very makbid, that they should try to go to the mikvah. And there's an inyan that it's like a ger shem misgaya, not just lifnei Hashem titaru, that we're like new people. So therefore, there's a minhag to dafka dip three times in order to be this kiyum of the gersh that Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that it's three times like a gersh niskayer that you should go to you should dip three different times. Others quote in the name of the Shlo, you should do 39 tefillos. Can I get the Malkos? And that's a different remez, 39 tefillos. But again, there's also a very good yesod. I think one of the Boston rabbis, one of the rabbis said that what's Iker Kavana that you should have when you're going to the mikvah is that the guy behind you is waiting. And that you should, especially if mikvahs are extremely crowded on Erev Yom Kippur, it's very nice that you want to have all these wonderful Kavanas, but if it's going to create other people waiting, so kind of Yatzos Charbi Hafsido, you should not keep other people waiting for you to have your extra Kavanas. If you find a private mikvah, wonderful, you could do as long as you want. But keep in mind that other people are waiting for you. Now, what time should you go to the mikvah? So, minhag din, really, all the Erev Yom Kippur is going to be okay. However, the minhag is to go after chatzos. That's the minhag and Ramesh Shabur by Erev Rosh Hashanah Paskin, that even an hour before chatzos is okay. But that's the Iker din is really after chatzos, really before mincha, is the Iker time person supposed to be going to mikvah. Now, we just mentioned that really this mikvah is more chamor than all the rest of the mikvahs during the year. During the years, we're not really so makbid about chatzitas, like, let's say, brushing your teeth or making sure you don't cut your nails and things like that. However, by this tevila, it is brought down. The Ali Rabba quotes about cutting your nails, and the Mishnah Berurah Matei Ephraim quotes the inyan about that generally, even if you're not so makbid on chatzitza during the year, for this tevila, you should be makbid on chatzitzas. So you should make sure that you don't have things in your body that you don't want there, like band-aids and stuff like that, that are easily takeable, and you could take them off and then put them back on after you go to the mikvah. Contact lenses, like things like that, that you're generally not so makbid about for chatzitzas, you should be makbid about lechatchila on going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. All men about the age of our mitzvah, the minhag is that they go. And even there are the chassidim who have the minhag that women who are married women, because of the lifnei Hashem titaru, should apply for them as well. And they go to the mikvah as well. This is the only times that they'll go during the day. It's only mitzvah minhag. Again, there are some that have the minhag in Yerushalayim. I think some people have that minhag as well. But everyone should follow the minhag with regards to most people do not think women go to the mikvah. But that is such a minhag that exists. There is an inyan that Taz quotes B'Shem the Arizal, that a person should be do vidui in the mikvah. You should do vidui. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should avoid it because you're going to say Shem Hashem in the mikvah. You're not supposed to be masking Shem Hashem. However, it is brought down that you can be Mahar Tshuva. You should have in mind that you're going in to do Tshuva. It's like your mamash can be like a new person. This is part of it. After you go to the mikvah, you should then wear white clothing and daven mincha. And the minhag is to give out tzedakah. Matei Ephraim quotes, give out tzedakah la'aniyim before davening mincha. We daven mincha well into the day before the Suda Samar Sekes in order that you'll have plenty of time to daven mincha and you not be rushed. And also we're marach tefillah, we do the vidui. Why is that? Because in the Torah we just mentioned that lifnei Hashem titaru, someone understands going to the mikvah, but the pashup shot is that lifnei Hashem titaru is by doing vidui, that we're going to purify ourselves from our averos, and that is by doing vidui, by mentioning our chatayim and asking for tshuva. That is the ikar point of So that mitzvah really is immediately when Yom Kippur is coming in. However, the takanas chachamim that a person we're afraid is going to choke during the sudam afsekas. He's not going to live chas v'shalom in the sudam afsekas. So therefore, or whatever, and he's not going to be able to continue doing the vidui. And therefore, we say that you should do the vidui already at the mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. If that's the case, though, the post can bring down based on the Ramban that this is the ikar vidui. The Shlomo recommends this as well. Others, they say that, and Mishnah Berurah discusses as well for regards to the Tefillah Zakah being a key of this, but really, you should do Vidui again if you get there early, if you get there to davening before Kol Nidre, you should try to do another Vidui because the Iker Din D'Oraisa of doing Vidui really is right before Yom Kippur is coming in. So maybe you should do Vidui then. Some say that you're Mekayim that through the Tefillah Zakah, that's a Shaila, but either way, that is the Din of Vidui. Now, when it comes to doing Vidui in general in our Shemona Esrei, so there's a Shaila, do you say the Yul Ratzon or not? Generally, that there's the same question about saying lirotzen before lekanin tzar in general. Also, that's the machlokas between the gra. And there's really yeshnogin like this and like that for regards to lirotzen. Lachor would be the same din over here. That if you say the lirotzen generally always before lekanin tzar, then here as well you would say it before the vidui. Others say like the Mishnah Berurah. Others say based on the gra that you shouldn't say the lirotzen there and continue saying the vidui without the lirotzen. And then when you get to the finish one esrei, then you will say the lirotzen. The Rambam writes that how is the Iker type of vidui in Hilchos Shuah, Parak Aleph, Halacha Avash. The Rambam writes, you say, Ana Hashem chatati avisi v'shati lefanecha v'asisi kach l'kach v'ari nichamti boshi masi l'olam eni chuzir adavar zeh. I'm embarrassed about it. I'm not going to do it anymore. That's the Iker of vidui. And the Lashon of the Rambam, v'chol amar b'leis vados marach b'in enzer reis reshuach. If you're marach in this, that is meshuvach. That is the best thing to do. We see that the vidui is, it needs charata v'kabbalah. You need to regret it. And also kabbalah, you're not going to do it anymore. That's the shayla. Where do we have the kabbalah? Because we always have charata that we don't want to do it, but where do we say that specifically there's no kabbalah asid? So the mafarshim bring down that when we say yiratzon shelo ech ta'od, that's what he meant. We don't want to sin anymore. That's considered our kabbalah that we don't want to sin. Now, when it comes to the machlokas tanaim in the Gemara in Yuma, whether or not a person has to be mefaret and say specifically what he did when he's doing the vidui. The halacha, the post can bring down. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav for Zayin. See if Beis and Mishnah Berurah over there. They paskin. Be'etzem, you don't need to explain every single detail of every single sin. However, when you say chatasi, you're really yotz the mitzvah vidui, but that's the ikar din. However, for sure, when you're misvade belachash in Shmona Esrei, it is kedai that everyone agrees that you should explain you should explain what severes you did. Like for example, someone violated Shabbos, so then. You don't have to go into mamish details. So let's say like a person violated Shabbos, he didn't realize there was a halacha of borer on Shabbos, so he violated borer. So you don't have to say I did the avera of borer on Shabbos. Just say I violated Shabbos, and you misvaded that way. So and also in an Eitz Tova from Rabbanim who mentioned that bizman it shouldn't be things that you just think of during your Shmoneh Esrei when you go through the averas of the alchets and you realize oh wait actually when not having brachas kavana yes I wasn't really good. You should take like 20 minutes before Yom Kippur if you have a chance. It's already late now. It's already Yom Kippur. It's very busy. But if you have 10-15 minutes now to try to look at the alchets and see which ones you mamish you need to work on, you really did, and you should write it out so that you recognize when you're in the Shmoneh Esrei, it doesn't pop into your head in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, that one I actually did. I remember. I think I did try to think of it now already because that's the ikar vidui, is remembering which averas you did and which ones you're asking tshuva for. That's really the ikar point of the takana. And the nusach of the shana that we say is that we really are going through the osios of the aleph base to teach us that we all the osios of the Torah we are asking for forgiveness and we've considered and we've failed in and we're asking for tshuva in the osios of the aleph base. And those who aren't mefarish, so let's say when you say Hashem, you know that you had a chalti davar. So Sfardim are very; they say that the Dvido of the Chida is much more into that. So that's it really is ideal if you know that in a chanami that might be part of it as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with some more halachas of if we have a chance. I'll try to Be'ez Hashem maybe halachas of Sunnah Sekas, whatever halachas of getting ready for the halachas of Yom Kippur. Be'ez Hashem, if I have time, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. If not, have a wonderful tomorrow. Sima Tova. Take care. It's been a good zman of Elul, and hope to continue Be'ez Hashem after Yom Kippur.